The byproducts of a strong economy and low unemployment are forcing Indiana police and fire departments to look harder for qualified applicants. As WFIU's Brock Turner reports, a bill lawmakers are considering this session could make it easier for departments to find the help they need.
Jerry Purcell was born and raised in Richmond, Indiana. One day after he graduated from college at Ball State, he submitted his application for the Richmond Fire Department. He faced stiff competition, and it took him years to finally be hired. He's now the chief.
I started in the fire service 35 years ago. You had to live in the city of Richmond to even apply for our department. And I wasn't happy when that expanded out to contiguous county, to be quite honest with you.
Fast forward 35 years, and the situation is vastly different.
We used to get 260 applicants every other year for this job. I now have a continuous open hiring process and have 8 vacancies.
Purcell says that's costing taxpayers $250,000 in overtime.
That is a burden on the taxpayers. It's a burden on my members who have to work and be ordered in to work the ambulances shift after shift after shift. So for those reasons, I need to get hired up.
Purcell says he has to order firefighters in to provide essential emergency services. Unlike some businesses, he doesn't have the luxury of serving fewer people or cutting the number of services he provides. When labor is tight, he's expected to do more with less.
No one wants to take the overtime, then we'll order a member in. And that can be someone coming in here working 72 hours, et cetera, straight. And that's not healthy with the run load we currently have. We do just around 11,000 runs a year.
The president of Indiana State Fire Union, Tom Hanafy, says Richmond is not an outlier. Departments across the state are struggling to find quality applicants.
It's getting harder to hire police officers and firefighters across Indiana. The job market's better. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. We all want that. But also getting eligible people to want these jobs when there's so many other options to them, it makes it a little more difficult.
State Senator Mark Messmer is sponsoring a bill that would loosen the residency requirements police and firefighters currently face. State law requires public safety workers to live no further than a contiguous county away from the department they're serving in. While simple, that creates some unusual circumstances.
I had a constituent in southern Spencer County that lived about 15 miles from Evansville, but was in a non-contiguous county.
Messmer is hopeful the bill will help individuals and departments. In past sessions, however, language that would allow out-of-state residents to work for departments in Indiana has derailed the bill.
If they try to throw it in, it'll probably be the demise of the bill, so I would object to adding the out-of-state language to it.
Even though Purcell hopes he can eventually cross state lines, he's willing to accept anything that might help. He and Hanafy agree that the bill won't solve all of their staffing struggles. They say having a common statewide standard is important and hope this bill will begin to move the needle. Carefully screening the applicants they do receive remains critically important. Hanafy says departments need the best people.
We have to make it a little more flexible for local governments to hire the best people. And don't forget, we want the best people. When I go in to that incident, that burning building, that catastrophe, I want the person that's walking in there with me to be competent. I don't want to lower our standards. We want competent, good, quality people.
Purcell agrees and is doing everything in his power to keep his department fully staffed. Both say serving citizens is their only goal.
These are people with servants' hearts that want to help people. And people say that firefighters want to help people. No, they have to help people. That's the way they're wired. And so, no, our people are going to do a tremendous job helping people, but we're going to burn them out.
And that's the story he hopes to share with legislators when he testifies in favor of the bill. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.